The conflict of Islam is an ancient question. I'm Ruth Kramer, and this is Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Today, we're going to explore the answer to that question. Plus, we'll look further east to see what a difference a little time makes in China's world church. But first, an age-old rift in the Islamic world is causing a lot of pain. The continual struggle between the Shia and the Sunni may actually be helping Muslims come to terms with their need for the one true God. We spoke recently with Sat7's Terry Ascott about the battle for souls in the birthplace of Islam.
It's quite a huge problem for Islam in general, this conflict that's going on, because it has turned people away from Islam. And in the wake of that comes Christian broadcasting with the message of peace, reconciliation, love, and we're presenting really a God that makes sense to people who've just turned their back on violence being done in the name of God by one faction of Islam to another.
Sat7 broadcasts the gospel into homes throughout the Middle East and North Africa. Would you be praying for lives to be touched and for spirits to be renewed by these efforts? The need for the gospel in the Middle East is evident, and Asia Bibi, one of the most well-known Christians in Pakistan, is being threatened yet again. Voice of the Martyrs reports that after the execution of an Islamic extremist, groups have gathered in the streets demanding her death. But the government is keeping her safe and tightening security. They've got her in isolation, but she needs prayer. So these are the things to be praying for: safety, an end to the blasphemy law she was convicted under, and for gospel opportunities. You're listening to Mission Network News. India is getting ready to sign an agreement to boost the prevention of human trafficking. In country, girls as young as 11 or 12 are forced into the trade by family members and often become infected with HIV. Food for the Hungry is partnering with Friends of the Poor, which is rescuing them and providing them full-time care in a healthy home. Plus, they're doing it in the name of Christ and showing kids that God's love is pure and caring. The reality is, some of those human trafficking victims have probably never heard the name of Christ before. Those individuals are called unreached people groups, and they're the focus of an event coming up on May 15th. The International Day for the Unreached is a perfect fit for Operation Mobilization, says OM's York Osbecker.
Right now, today, our best estimates say that there are at least over 2.5 billion people, probably approaching 2.9 billion people in the world who are unreached. As we look at that stat alone, we as an organization just realize this is still the crying need of the day.
Now that you know, how will you respond?
We would urge believers everywhere to be not only praying, but looking at their own neighborhoods and their own sphere of influence to see how they can partner with us and participate in reaching the unreached.
And working together just makes sense.
We are going to those places and assigning teams to be there to distribute Bibles where they can't receive them on their own. It is necessary for someone to take Bibles to those areas.
Wendell Rovenstein with Bibles for China. In the weeks linking March to April, Bibles for China is heading to rural China to come alongside its local churches.
Everything that the Chinese Christians need exists in China. Our desire is, as we go in, to be encouragers to those that are doing a wonderful job.
Yet many people have been asking Bibles for China to help with training. And even though training isn't its specialty, Bibles for China is willing to shift gears a little bit.
We'll have some opportunity to have a textbook, if you will, the Leadership Bible, and to be able to share that with their congregation.
Would you pray for opportunities for these folks to engage with Scripture and ask God to continue to provide the funds to do so? You can learn more about how to help Bibles for China and about the other stories you've heard on today's broadcast at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Would you like a tool to help you to pray for your world more effectively? We'll get our e-news delivered every morning, and you can sign up for it for free. Just go to missionnews.org. The daily emails feature pictures and links to the rest of the stories you hear every day. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.